A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Within a short time you will lose sight of me, but soon after that you shall see me again." At this some of his disciples asked one another, "What can he mean? Within a short time you will lose sight of me, but soon after that you will see me." And did he not say that he is going back to the Father? They kept asking, "What does he mean by this short time? We do not know what he is talking about." Since Jesus was aware that they wanted to question him, he said, "You are asking one another about my saying, 'Within a short time you will lose sight of me, but soon after that you will see me.' I tell you truly, you will weep and mourn while the world rejoices. You will grieve for a time, but your grief will be turned into joy." The Gospel of our Lord. There is a period of time in child development when for a small child, separation literally means that you don't exist anymore. When you leave your child's sight, they don't have any understanding that you will return. As you can imagine, this leads to tearful episodes. Thanks heavens it doesn't last too long, and the child begins to understand that you will eventually reappear. As you can imagine, in addition to the tearful partings, there are equally emotional but joyful reunions. The little face lights up, the body shivers. It actually looks like an entire body smile. As a mother and a grandmother, I've had the ecstasy of the reunion and the pain of separation. Somehow it hurts even more when it is your child's pain. You wish you could explain to them that you will be back from the grocery store or work, but no matter how hard you try to explain, they will not be able to comprehend it. They need to learn it for themselves. Jesus tried to explain it to his disciples. "Within a short time you will lose sight of me, but soon you will see me again." The disciples were confused. Where was he going? They were used to Jesus talking in parables, but this sounded more like a riddle. Where were they going that they would not see him again? Was he going to die? But if he died, then how would they see him again? Jesus wished to comfort them, much as a mother wishes to comfort her own child when she knows that she is going to leave them. But he could only give them assurances. "Yes, you will weep out loud, but soon your sorrow will turn into joy." Jesus knew that his followers would have to experience the pain of separation and the joy of reunion for themselves. Even today we wait in joyful anticipation for this short time to be over. While we may not suffer the extreme pain of his absence as a child would, not knowing when their parent will return, or that maybe they never will return, there are times when it feels like that. But we know from his promise that he will return. And we look at the world filled with anger, resentment, even hatred. When we see children dying of malnutrition, disease. When we see cultures trying to destroy each other because they are different from another. It is difficult to remember the love and compassion of our Lord. When he reached out to his disciples and said, "Your weeping will turn into joy." We must look to the small victories in daily life to turn our sorrows to joy. When we save one child or help one adult, we are carrying on God's word. When we comfort one lost soul or hold the hand of a dying patient, we can make a difference. I will never forget one of such experience in my life. My daughter-in-law is an RN in a cancer ward, and she told me of a man who was a former military man, a veteran, dying of cancer all alone. He was estranged from his family, and no one came to visit him. I asked if he could receive cards from the children at my school, and as it was near Veterans Day, I asked classroom teachers if any of their students would like to write this veteran a thank you note for his service to our country. The answer was an outpouring of cards and notes, handwritten by the children. We didn't tell them he was dying, just that he was ill and had no family. One class even made him a giant poster. My daughter-in-law said he read every single note and was touched by all. Within a week of receiving the thank you cards, he passed peacefully to his new life. My daughter-in-law felt that the love and support from the children allowed him to accept the death, to accept his death, knowing that someone had appreciated him. But his need also filled the need of the children to feel that they could help others. One teacher told me of a boy in his class who was sometimes a troublemaker, and how this boy very carefully wrote his note because he wanted to be sure that the veteran could read it, and he wanted him to know how much he appreciated his service to our country. These children made a definite difference for this man, and this one man made a difference for them. If we can remember how important it is to count our small daily victories, the time will indeed be short, and we will be able to shiver in delight just as a child does when their parent returns. We will be able to say to our Lord, "We did what we could." And when our Lord comes to us, the joy of our reunion will be great.